You're listening to FMGradio.com. Welcome to The Happiness Choice, a show that shares with you the secrets to how you can find more happiness each day, with your host, Marilyn Tam.
Hello and welcome. This is Marilyn Tam, your host on The Happiness Choice. Today we have a fascinating guest, Emmanuel Etier. He's an international film producer and director of documentaries and feature films, ranging from thrillers and popular films like Tell Me No Lies, Scarecrow, Wildflower, Johnny Mnemonic, and Red Passage. His passion is to create consciousness-raising films like the peace documentary, The Invocation, narrated by Sharon Stone, and with Desmond Tutu, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Deepak Chopra, and many other peace activists. Emmanuel is also a music and film journalist for rock magazines, French TV networks, and online. He was on the board of the directors of the Santa Barbara Film Festival for over a decade, and he writes poetry, too. His current mission is to share his latest documentary, Celebrating Women Around the Planet. The name of the film is Film, Women Healing the World. This documentary earned several awards around the world, and Emmanuel is now directing 5 documentaries in order to keep making peace, one movie at a time. This series is called the Universalis Collection, Documentaries for a Conscious Humanity. Please help me welcome Emmanuel Etier. And as you know, every time, if you want to find out more about him, we'll give you his website. And also to find out more about the show and your host, Marilyn Tam, you can always go to marilyntam.com. So please welcome Emmanuel Etier. How are you today, Emmanuel?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much, Marilyn. Everything is very good.
Thank you for making the time. I know you travel a lot, and in fact, in our conversation before we started, you're off to New York tomorrow and going to LA today. So a very busy schedule. So how do you keep some sort of balance and peace and happiness about you as you're zipping around the world doing all this work?
Well, that's my balance. I need to zip around the world. I thought at an early age, and probably because I grew up, even though the accent is French, I grew up not only in France, but also in New Caledonia, which is near Australia, in Australia, in Singapore. I live in the US for 25 years. So for some reason, I have always moved around the world, and I always felt I was much more than a French city guy, that I was really a citizen of the planet. And that's what makes me happy, zipping around the world. I really couldn't be locked in one place for too long, or I will go mental. You know, I need to be in contact with various races and culture and food and environment. My body needs it, and my mind needs it, because I'm a very curious, and I'm always hungry and thirsty to discover what the world is made of. So that's really my balance. And even so, yes, it's a little bit tiring. At the same time, I've got a very lazy side of me, and I sleep, you know, at least 8 to 10 hours a day, even if it's maybe in fractions, where maybe it's maybe 5-6 hours during the night, and then 2 hours there and 1 hour there. So I really balance as much as I can between, you know, being focused here and being gone. That's the life that I've chosen, or the life that chose me to be like this.
Mm. So you're saying that you understand your life passion, your life purpose, which it seems to be to learn and share from your vast experience around the world, from growing up in France and Australia and Singapore, and now, of course, as you say, many years in the United States. You have a very global perspective. Does that inform you as to how to make your choices?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that by being exposed to so many people, that definitely inform me and nourish me. And in return, you have so much richness in you that you feel compelled to do something with that, instead of keeping it selfishly. And that's how I express myself through my humanitarian-driven documentaries, whether it's The Invocation, as you mentioned, or the one we just finished and that you are part of, called Femme, Women Healing the World. And I think as a human being, that's what we want. We need to receive information, love, attention, care. But there's really deeply, if we look deep inside of us, there is an urge to give as well. So, because probably, you know, as we know, quantum physics tells us that we are all these molecules and energy that needs to keep flowing. And I think you cannot keep it within. You need to express it in whatever form. So for me, because I'm a filmmaker, I express it by doing movies that have a humanitarian edge and a mission to try to make peace one movie at a time.
Mm-hmm. So how do you find the balance? You say you find balance in even taking a nap in the middle of the day. I also know you have a new baby boy and two other children and a loving wife. You have the balance that with all your travel. What's your secret? How do you make sure that you know you, this is what you need to be doing at this moment?
It's a discipline. That's my secret, discipline. Meaning that even so I'm lazy, even so... as a human being, I think we have an impulse to just be a little bit random and chaos-like. Thank God, over the years, I've learned to domestic myself, you know, and being married is part of that. I mean, obviously, if you want to have a happy marriage, you cannot run the show by yourself. You have to listen to your other half. Mm-hmm. So you are forced to discipline yourself, and you are forced to focus and give time and balance time. And that's the secret, is really discipline, you know, and structure, and how you really put in perspective everything, prioritize everything, and make sure everybody is taken care of. Mm-hmm. It's tough. It's really tough, because I feel sometimes it might go against my deep nature, which is, again, very lazy and very hedonist and very poof, let go. But I think it's good, because if I didn't have a discipline, I would probably achieve nothing and do nothing.
Well, I can't imagine you do nothing, because every time I talk to you over the years, you're always doing something. And it's always not only something, but something important, something that is making a positive difference in the world. So it's encouraging and exciting. And to hear you say that you call it discipline, I think it's almost just making sure that you align with your values and your life purpose. Because everything you do, you say, okay, you know, I'm living with people, my family, and they want certain things, and I want to make sure that they are happy too. So it's almost like saying, aligning with your values and with what's important for you, you saying, this is how I make sure that I too am happy. Am I saying what you mean?
Yeah, in a way, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you have to make sure that you make one with your environment, mm-hmm. you know, your family, your job. Indeed, it's about balancing and harmonizing everything that's around you, including your family and your life purpose. Yeah. So it's all about balance, as we know. You know, if you let the extreme dictate your life, your life falls in chaos. So what makes your life work is by balancing it, mm-hmm. evaluating it as well. You know, you cannot fall asleep. That's why I'm always cautious when people say, oh, what should I do? And what type of ritual do you have? And you know, do you meditate and yoga? I'm like, yes and no. It's interesting where I try to seek balance, but not in a repetitive way. Mm-hmm. I think that if you do the same thing every day, and you've got a ritual that has two structures, I think you fall asleep. Your mind is not stimulated anymore. Mm-hmm. So one day go and walk in the mountain, and another day sleep, and then the other day go swim, and then the other day maybe you go to church or whatever. But you need, I think, the body to get the stimulation, and the creative stimulation needs to have a variety of things happening to him. You know, it cannot be the same repetitive things, or you will fall asleep. Your brain falls into some stage of slavery.
And I'm so glad you brought it up, because that's what I talk about in my book, The Happiness Choice. I call it dynamic balance, which is what you're talking about. So the balance changes for each person, in your case, every day, or some in a bigger scope, it might be every life cycle. So when your children are young, your balance might be taking them to the park and doing certain things. But then when they get to a certain age, maybe it's just encouraging them from afar as they start or get into their own lives. So the balance may change in how much time allocation for a particular interest or end purpose. But ultimately, it's knowing what is important to you and going from there. So it's dynamic. It changes with your life stage, with your interest for the day, the week, the month, or year, but it's all a matter of putting it in perspective and weighing what is going to give me the best, if you want to use a business term, return on investment. The return on investment could be your time, could be your energy, could be your attention, could be your money, whatever it is, but it is a matter of dynamic balance. Is that what you look at doing too?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. It's that dynamic balance that you need to put in motion and in action. And I would say also you have to listen to yourself. You mm-hmm. have to go with your guts and your instinct. I think in our society, we have a tendency to be overanalyzing every single gesture and action that we are going to put into motion. And sometimes we just need to be, you know, we just need to act with our common sense or sixth sense, you know. Mm-hmm. We have to really listen to our body. And if our body tells us, you are tired, take a nap, do take a nap. Don't go against it. Mm-hmm. If you feel, oh, I shouldn't take that road, I shouldn't do this, well, it's probably because you shouldn't do it. So don't do it. You know, mm-hmm. so you have to listen to yourself again. It's about that. It's about discovering the inner voice that exactly. you all have. Mm-hmm.
And that's so good to remind people of what I call the inner wisdom in my book, The Happiness Choice, is because a lot of times, because, well, and you know better than anybody else because you're in the movie business, there are so many endless messages that we get from the media and from online about what makes us happy and what we should do and how life should be, that we forget that the only person who really knows what's going to make us happy, what is going to be right for us, is ourselves.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that, you know, it starts with you and obviously the environment in which you evolve and grow and live your life is very important. So I'm always cautious about telling people you can solve all your problems of your life. No, you can't. But it starts with you, absolutely. And then hopefully you meet people who can help you and who can partner with you. And because life is a partnership. It's you are not the solution, you're not the cure. We are. Together, we are the dynamic that changes the world. Our action combined do transform life. So it's not all on your shoulder, but you need to indeed move your butt first.
And so that's why you're doing your movie series, the documentaries for Conscious Humanity. So is that what drives you, making a positive difference in the world?
Yeah, I would say that I've got what I call a Christ complex. That I just want to save as much life as I can, whether it's animals or human beings. You know, there's so much suffering. We have like 7 billion people, and indeed 99% don't have an easy life. And that's so unfair to me. You know, that's not normal to me, because when we see all the richness and all the money and all the power in 1% of hand, that is not fair. And that's stupid, because that's why we have an economical crisis right now, because we don't have enough consumer. So it's not about trying to reinvent the wheel and create and fight the system and say, oh, capitalism is bad, let's go for socialism or communism or vice versa. It's not about that. It's about consumerism. We don't have consumers. That's why we have a crisis. So the only way we're going to have consumers is if we lift them up out of poverty, you know. And to do that, you have to spread a bit more the richness, and governments have to work together, and they have also to stop using our taxes to go to war. You know, that has to be transformed. And I'm not the guy that says, oh, you know, shut down the army and shut down all the military and all that. No, I say transform it. You know, put these people to work. My dad used to be working for the army. He was in the Navy. He was a doctor. Well, he realized that all his energy could be put to work in a hospital instead of working on a war machine boat based in the Pacific, for example. So it's about transforming and trying to realize our civilization has to transform itself or it will fail. Because mm-hmm. right now it is on the road to failing. So we have to be very careful. And yes, that's what makes me, what drives my life every day. I want to be one of the savior of the world. And we are all, we can all save the world together.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. What a wonderful way to finish this portion of our show. And I'm sure people want to learn so much more about you.
I invite you to just Google my name, Emmanuel Itier, E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L-I-T, like Tom, I-E-R. And indeed, and if you Google me, you'll get to my website, which is indeed Wonderland Ant for Entertainment, E-N-T, Group, G-R-O-U-P.com. And also you can go to the site of the documentary, which is femthemovie.com, www.femme-the-movie.com. With Marilyn Tam among many ladies.
Well, thank you so much, Emmanuel. It's been fun talking to you. I can't wait till we continue the conversation next week. And again, of course, this is Marilyn Tam, your host for The Happiness Choice. And to find out more about me and the show, you can go to marilyntam.com. Until next week, be happy.
You've been listening to The Happiness Choice Show with host Marilyn Tam. For show info, schedule, and guest bio, be sure to visit www.fmgradio.com/Marilyn Tam. That's M-A-R-I-L-Y-N-T-A-M.